Okay, class, that's all for today. Good work, everybody. I'll see you all after the summer break. Make sure to get some rest and read a lot of books. Hey there, do you mind sticking around for a minute? I need to talk to you about your grades this semester, so just sit down. Thanks. So, you see, your grades didn't really match my expectations this semester. I mean, at the start of the semester, you were doing so well, but lately, something has happened. I don't know if it's just a change in your interest in school or if there's something else going on, but I do think that you can do much better than this. In fact, I made a bet with some other teachers at the start of the semester about which students would get the best grades this year. Yeah, I know, that was probably a little inappropriate for teachers to do that, but the thing was that my bet was that you would be that student. That surprises you? Well, that's also why I'm quite disappointed with your performance. I was aware of your capacity, and you just didn't put the right amount of effort in this semester, did you? In fact, I'm concerned. I mean, this is your future we're talking about. You don't want to throw it all away because you're too lazy to put in the work, do you? So what do you have to say about this? Well, I mean, I think it's good that you're going to try to take things more seriously after the summer, but I don't think I'm completely satisfied with that commitment. I would much rather see you put in some work during the summer as well. In fact, I would even propose that you come to see me every now and then during the summer so I can help you get back on the right track. We could call it a special summer development program. I think it would be good for you. What do you think? Oh, you think it would be a little inappropriate to see me during the summer? Okay, I mean, I can see that. After all, we haven't interacted outside of school before, but I can reassure you this is an opportunity that you don't want to pass up. You see, I really care about my students, and I would do anything, really, to get them on the right track. In fact, my biggest passion in life is to help students fulfill their potential. I take my job as a teacher quite seriously. So what do you say? Are you signing up? Oh, you think it sounds like I'm flirting with you? Well, I guess that might be a little inappropriate, a teacher like me flirting with a much younger student like you. All alone in a classroom like this, right before the summer break. Would that be inappropriate? Well, let me tell you this, honey. If I wanted to flirt with you, I'm quite sure you would like it, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. I can see your face blushing a bit. I guess that speaks for itself, doesn't it? And also, I've noted your behavior in class lately. Every time I'm in front of the class demonstrating something on the whiteboard, I can practically feel your gaze. Yes, your gaze. I mean, you're supposed to look at the smart things I'm writing on the smart board, aren't you? But that's not what you've been looking at, is it? No, it's not. Don't even try to lie to me. I am very aware that you're staring at me all the time in class. Every time when I'm up there in my pencil skirts. Every single time I can feel you checking me out, aren't you? There you go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Telling your teacher the truth? Now, let me tell you a little secret. I like it when you stare at me. In fact, it even turns me on that a sweet, attractive boy like you is appreciating me. I enjoy the attention, although I would prefer, of course, that you would also pay attention to what I'm writing on the whiteboard. But I'll reassure you that you can stare at me as much as you want. Didn't expect that, huh? Didn't expect me to like it that you're checking me out in class like that? Well, I'm probably not everything that you expect me to be. Even though you've probably noted the outfits that I wear in class, I do like my short pencil skirts with those tight white silky blouses. unbuttoned at the top, exposing the lines of my collarbones. I bet you've even noted that if you are very attentive, sometimes you can even see through my blouse. Sometimes I don't even wear a bra. So if you're really, really paying attention, you might even be able to see my perky little nipples screaming for attention under my blouse. And you like that, don't you? Of course you do. I bet you've also noticed that I can come off, a little bit dominant sometimes. You know, when I give my students instructions on what to do, how to solve certain problems, how to prepare for the tests that I'm giving, haven't you? Well, those sides of me are really the true sides of me. To be honest, I have certain desires, and I have a nice firm body, and I like to show it off. I'm not insecure. I'm not a young girl like the ones you go to class with. I'm more confident now. I'm more experienced, and I know what I want in life. And let me tell you this, honey. What I really like, I really, really like to control young men like you. I like to make young, attractive, smart men like you do things for me that they wouldn't do for any other woman. It just pleases me. Do you understand? So let me clarify my offer once again. I want you to come meet me once a week during the summer so I can teach you how to be a good, disciplined student. That's right, just you and me. A little extra tutoring to make sure you perform well in class after the summer break. So what do you say? Doesn't that sound like a lovely idea? So now you like that, huh? That wasn't so hard convincing you to give up a little bit of your summer break for me. But let's be very clear. There are a series of conditions that need to be met on your behalf. Otherwise, this just won't work out. Number one, you can't tell anybody about this little arrangement of ours. Is that understood? Good. Two, whenever you speak to me, I expect to be addressed as teacher. So when I ask you if you're interested and ask you if you understood, you're going to answer me, yes, teacher. And if I ask you to do something for me, you'll answer, yes, teacher. Is that understood? That's right. Good. Yes, teacher. Third, you need to understand that I will be making all the rules. So when I tell you to do something for me, you just simply do it. No ifs or buts, you just do it. Okay? No questions, honey. I know this is all a little new and you're a little worried about what I might ask you, but you've just got to trust me. And remember, I'll always have your best interest in mind, at least from a long-term perspective. My goal is to make you a good, disciplined student in a variety of ways. So do we have a deal? Perfect. Just what I was hoping for. Want me to give you a little taste of what your summer with me will be like? Just relax. We're just going to start off with a few simple tasks before we go into the more requiring parts of my development program. Let's see. Let's just start off with something really simple. Just grab your pen and your paper and write down, I commit to performing better in class after the summer break. Be a dear and do that. Good job. That's right. Great answer. Yes, teacher, I can do that for you. Now scribble it down for me. I commit to performing better in class after the summer break. There you go. Such a good start. So now let's move on to something that requires just a little more effort. Why don't you quickly draw a picture of me? That's right. Grab your pen and start drawing. Just like that. Ooh, I like that. My hair. Oh, you think it's that pretty? It is nice and long. Oh, you like my glasses. I'm not surprised. My red lips. So luscious. I like that. Boobs. Yeah, they are pretty big. Do you like them underneath this blouse? You have a sense for the details, don't you? My hands, ooh, even with my red manicure, and my hips wrapped up in my usual black pencil skirt. Very nice. You are a talented student, I can see that. Last but not least, my legs, ooh, and my high heels. They do make my ass pop out. That's a lovely picture, sweetie. Good job drawing it up so quickly. I'm satisfied. For now. All right, that was a good introduction. So let's move on to the question of the tutoring tools that I'm going to be using during this summer with you. As you probably understand, I won't be giving you any grades on your work. However, I have found alternative methods of giving my students incentives to work harder to be successful. And I will be adopting these methods when I'm working with you as well. You should be prepared, though. You see, these methods may be considered a bit unconventional or experimental. I like to work with both the carrot and the stick, so to say. And this means that when you perform well, I'll reward you. But if your performance doesn't match my expectations, you may be punished. Don't worry, I'll show you more later. And as you will see, my teaching approach is much based on interactive learning and learning by doing. From past experience, that's the absolute best way of teaching. And believe me, my application of these methods have proven to be quite significant in terms of results for my earlier students. Shall we proceed to your next task? Pull down your pants. Right here, right now. No questions asked, remember? You do want me to teach you how to be a good student, don't you? So don't be shy now. Just drop those pants for me, sweetie. There you go. All the way down to the floor. Excellent. And your boxers, too. You don't need those right now. I said no questions, didn't I? So just get them off for me. Trust me when I tell you this is all an important part of your development. There we go. Oh my, that was a big surprise you were packing under there. I was kind of hoping for that. A young, juicy, big cock for me to work with. Now, as I told you, I'm not really satisfied with your performance during the last semester, so I'm going to need to make sure that you understand the seriousness of that situation, which is why I'm going to give you a punishment. Yes, I know. Even though you've made everything I've told you to do so far, even though you have been very obedient for me, I appreciate it, but I think you need to understand that this is a critical part of your development program. So just shut your sweet little mouth and bend over at my desk. No buts, baby. As I told you, I'm the one making all the rules from now on, right? So just bend over. Good job. There we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Just put your face on my desk. Exactly like that. Put your cheek right on the surface and stay there while I get ready. Good boy. All bent over at your teacher's desk, wondering what's going to happen next. I bet you're curious, aren't you? Okay, here's the deal. Since you have been a naughty boy during the last semester, your teacher is going to have to spank you. I know, you heard me. I'm gonna have to spank you. Just make your butt cheeks a little nice and pink and burny. But don't worry, it'll be over soon. Just stay right where you are. I promise you're gonna thank me for all this later. In fact, I think I'll tell you something just to make it a little bit more pleasant. I'm going to tell you how much I adore you. What a sweet boy I think you are. How much I like those strong arms of yours. I can really see that you've been working out, haven't you? and that cute little ass, it really gets me going. And you always are very sweet in class, always joking with your classmates. Maybe a little too much. Where was I? Right. You still deserve a punishment for your performance this semester. So, are you ready? Are you ready to receive your first punishment? Perfect. Just close your eyes for me. Breathe and relax, and it will all be over soon. There we go. Could you be a deer and count the spanks for me? Ooh, is this a little embarrassing? Bent over your teacher's desk, getting spanked? Anybody could see you if they looked into the class window. Don't worry, honey. I won't tell anybody else about this, okay? I won't say a word. I promise. That's number 4. Just 6 more to go now. You can do it. You deserve it, don't you? Tell me you do. Tell your teacher you deserve a spanking. Good boy. You're such a good boy when you follow my instructions. Such a good, obedient boy. Now beg me to spank you again. Beg me? Do it before I change my mind about our exciting little summer plans. Say, teacher, spank me again. Good boy. Good boy. Good fucking boy. There we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Ooh, your ass is so nice and pink. Now turn around for me, sweetie. So you just lay with your back on your teacher's desk with your face up towards the ceiling. Good, just like that. Perfect. I'm just gonna climb on top of your face. Just like this, with my knees on each side of your bright little head and my thick, smooth thighs surrounding you. Now let me just pull my skirt up a bit, just like this, and pull my panties to the side so you can get a really good view of my pussy, my pink, perfect pussy, hovering right above your face, all dripping wet for you. See that, baby? That's your reward. My white, wet, tight pussy, a few inches above your face, so steaming hot for you, ready to fuck your brains out. Do you see that, sweetheart? It's hard not to, isn't it? It's right in front of your face, staring right into your eyes, asking you to please it. Now let me tell you what I'm going to do now. I'm going to ride your face, and you're going to make me come. Is that understood? Excellent. Good boy. I'm just going to gently lower my pussy onto your open, eager mouth, just like that, good boy, just like that. Eat my pussy. Don't be shy. Show me what your mouth can do. Oh, that's right. Right there. Really get your tongue in there. Nice and deep. Oh, show me what a good student you are. Maybe I'll even reconsider your grades for the last semester if you do a really, really good job. Oh, God. Just like that. Keep going. Keep going, sweetie. Oh, I'm going to grab your pretty hair. Oh, that feels good. Oh, it feels good. You like that, don't you? You like me grabbing your hair? You like me fucking your face? Good boy. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you fucking stop. I'm almost there. You're gonna make me come. Just keep going. Just like that. I'm gonna come all over your face. Oh, yes. Good boy. Right there. Right there. Right there. That was amazing. Oh, I made a mess all over your pretty little face. It's all wet and shiny now, all covered with my juices. Oh, let me grab you a tissue, sweetie. You can't leave the classroom like that. Everyone will know what we've been up to. Good work. You've passed some pretty intense challenges today already. Now I think it's time to proceed to the part that my former students have seemed to enjoy the most. So sit down in my chair over there. Right there. Perfect. Now, I want you to close your eyes for me. I don't want you to see a thing. Good boy. Now listen carefully, honey. Can you hear me packing my stuff up? Can you hear that? Me getting ready to leave the classroom? Can you, sweetie? How does that make you feel after all you've been doing for me today? All you get back is your teacher packing her stuff up and leaving? That doesn't feel so good, does it? Maybe you'd like me to stick around. Is that it? Maybe you'd like me to suck your throbbing cock? Is that it? Well, if you ask me nicely, I might listen to what you have to say. You know, I have a very talented mouth. Not only can it teach you things, it can also bring you a lot of pleasure. For example, my mouth can talk really dirty in your sweet little ear. It can say all sorts of nasty things, like describing how wet and soft and slippery the inside of my mouth is. Like how good it could suck and lick and tease your throbbing cock. Like how perfectly my mouth could work that cum right out of your cock. Like how quickly it could make your aching cock explode all over my tongue. I bet if I sucked your cock right now, you wouldn't even last a minute for me. You would just pop instantly, exploding all over the place. That's how good my mouth is. Let me paint a little picture for you. Imagine my mouth just a few inches above your cock, my juicy lips ready to take you all in, my flexible tongue ready to play with you, ready to tease you in all sorts of ways. Imagine me letting my saliva just drop down onto your throbbing cockhead just to make it all nice and slick for me, ready for me to suck you thoroughly. You like that, don't you? Do you like me describing what I could do to you? Now, maybe you'd like me to show you. Would you like me to show you what I can do? If I just place myself right here in front of you, put my hands on each side of your thighs, and just gently stroke all along your legs. That feels good, doesn't it? Letting me gently stroke up and down your big thighs. I see that twitching cock getting even more erect for me, standing to attention for your teacher, huh? Ready to get sucked and licked and teased and taken deep into my soft, wet mouth. Just let me spit all over your cock. Cover you with my saliva. There we go. Nice and slick and ready for a sloppy blowjob. So much blood flowing to your cock right now. It's so hard and stiff for me. Just play with your balls a little too. Don't want to leave them out. Just tickle you lightly. Tug on your skin a little. Feel the weight of your balls in my hands. Oh my, they are full. Full of what? Hot, creamy cum ready to spurt out as soon as I put my mouth on your throbbing cock. Are you ready to squirt all over the place? I'm going to take all that cum from you, every single drop. I'm going to work it all the way from those tight, heavy balls up through your shaft, all the way up to that pretty little cock hole right there. You don't have a choice, really. I'm just gonna take it all out of you, no matter if you want it or not. So get ready, sweetie. Get ready to explode all over the place, to squirm and to squirt like a good boy for me. Are you ready? Are you ready to come for your teacher? Tell me, what are you thinking about right now? Do you imagine spraying your load all over my glasses? Is that it? Or do you imagine me fucking you? Do you imagine filling my tight, wet little pussy with your creamy cum? Is that it? Well, I won't let you do that, sweetie. Not today. You have to earn my pussy first. Or do you think about how I was spanking you earlier? How embarrassing that felt for you? Was it embarrassing to have your cute little ass out for me and knowing that I was spanking you and that I could see how red it was getting? Tell me, sweetie, what's going through that pretty little mind of yours? Ooh, is that pre-cum I see dripping out of your drooling cock? I bet it's hard to stand how much I'm teasing you, isn't it? You probably just want me to go ahead and put your cock in my wet mouth. But there isn't fun in that. Teaching you like this is so much more fun, and I'm gonna have so much fun with you. We have all summer. Now, just listen to me. Listen to me as I suck on my pretty little finger for you. Do you imagine it's your cock? Do you like the sound of that? Do you like the sound of me sucking my finger? Like it's your hot, throbbing cock? Tastes good. Oh, what? Is that frustrating? Is it frustrating to hear me sucking my finger just a few inches away from you? Well, here's your next lesson. I need you to beg. That's right. You need to learn to ask for what you need. Beg me to suck your cock. Beg me. Come on, be a good boy and beg your teacher. There you go. Good boy. Since you asked so nicely, I'll lube up your cock for you. I'm gonna use my tongue to smear it all over your cock. Get ready for the blowjob of your life. I'm gonna take all of that cum out of you now. You've been such a good, obedient boy for me. I would say you deserve it, wouldn't you? I'm going to take you all the way in, sweetie. All the way down. Every single inch of you. I hope you're learning your lesson. I want you to come now. I want you to come as soon as you can. In fact, I have an appointment scheduled with your parents in 5 minutes to talk about your grades, so we're going to have to get this going. I need to get going soon. You don't want them to see you like this, do you? So just come as hard and as fast as you can now. Be a good boy and come for your teacher. That's it. I'll stroke your cock too. Let me empty those heavy balls. Let me take all of that creamy cum out of you. Oh, baby, this is your time to shine. This is your chance. Show me what you can do. Fill my mouth with all of your creamy cum. I bet you've been dreaming about this, haven't you? So just show me what you got. There you go. I can feel how close you are right now. My good boy is so close. So let me tip you right over the edge. Let me take all of that cum from you. Take all those distractions away for you so you can concentrate on our lessons. Uh-huh. Good boy. Make a mess for me. Fill my mouth with your thick, creamy load. Just do it for me. Let it squirt out all over my tongue. That's it. Every single drop. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Good boy. Come on. Let it all out for me. Make a mess in my mouth. There we go. There we go. There we go. Good boy. Ooh, you really made a mess in my mouth. And as I said, my mouth can do a lot of things. Now I have to go and clean myself up. I can't meet your parents like this, can I? I don't think that would be a good idea for either of us if you want to continue our lessons. So why don't you go to the library and apply yourself? And I'll get back to you when it's time for your next lesson. Until then, remember, don't tell anybody about this. It's only our little summer secret, okay?